It's Wednesday Wonders, science fiction and fantasy on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance. Lightning Bolt Theater of the Mind, in association with Strange Company, presents Bleeding of the Hedges, Arc 2, The City of Brambles. Written by Carol Foley and Joshua Price.
Who is it? I can hear you lurking around. Is that you, Arbor? One of your goons, perhaps? I'll find you.
I sincerely hope that you heard me drinking my water.
Oh. Morning, Kendall. I'm glad it's just you. What's that you're working on?
I finally did it.
You figured out what jail is. Good. You can fill me in. I've gotta wait around all day for Orange to show up. Bastard better show at sunset. Or we're going to have a problem.
Jam. Hang on.
Doniana?
You tell that monkey. Anyways, about Jill, I have high hopes for her. Ira will be bringing her by later. So spill! What do you know about her? What's her deal? I want to know.
I can't believe it really worked. We're almost backstage and nobody said a word.
Like I said, it's as simple as looking someone in the eyes.
Shh, here comes another one.
It's the members of the band. Are you sure you don't want to meet them?
No, I only want to meet Dami.
Yeah, that's still creepy.
Shut up and do your thing.
One order of hiding in plain sight coming right up.
Man, will you look at that crowd tonight?
Gonna be one hell of a show.
Gonna be one hell of an after party, you mean?
I think this is her dressing room.
What gave it away? The huge picture of her? Or her name on the door?
So, are you coming in, or are you just gonna stay here?
This is your weird fetish. I'll keep a lookout.
Right.
Hi, I'm a big fan of yours. Can I have your autograph?
Hey, kid. A little privacy?
I didn't see anything. Hey, wait. I didn't see anything. You guys are just kissing.
What are you doing in my dressing room?
I wanted to meet you.
Talise, there you are. Where's your brother?
Mom!
Mom!
Ariana, what are you doing here?
These are my children, Talise and Alvin. They are here without my permission.
You have children? They look so young.
They are only 15.
Only? They look like... Are they Devlins?
Yes. So to speak.
What do you mean?
He isn't very involved in their upbringing.
How is Devlin? I swear, sometimes I see him in my dreams.
He's still trapped inside his own mind. Like the last time you saw him.
You aren't blaming me for that, are you?
Blame? How could I blame you? The daughter of a god caught in a trap your father brought upon himself. An immortal child playing with the toys of fate? No. I don't blame you, Damiana. I just want nothing to do with you.
I don't understand. Why are you being so cruel? I was only there because you told me I needed to be. Remember? The epic hero must always face her adversary?
Yes, I remember. It was a mistake. One I don't plan to make again while you are gathering your kind.
Gathering my kind? I've done nothing but wait for my father to come back for me. I have nothing to do with these new arrivals.
So you haven't been playing syrinx?
What does that have to do with-
Syrinx? Your flute is syrinx, as in Pan's syrinx?
He doesn't know who your father is.
I didn't see why it was important.
Yes, why would it be important for him to know that his mate is his queen?
He's not my mate!
Does he know that? Does anyone who gets tangled up with you know anything about you? I'm leaving now. Aubyn, Selyse, where are they?
So Mom knows Dami?
Doesn't make sense.
Doesn't it though?
What do you mean?
Mom tries to hide things from us. Things she thinks we can't handle.
Mom? No way, she's too busy.
Too busy doing what, Alvin? Looking after Dad? Yelling at us for using our powers? Didn't you hear Dami mention Dad? Did you see how Mom looked at her when she mentioned his name?
But Dami's way younger than Mom.
Then Mom must have known her as a child.
Why wouldn't she tell us?
Hello? Alvin, Mom hides things from us. Did you know that Dad has other children and a wife? They're twins, maybe a year older than us, and we've never met them.
And how do you know this? I'm sure Mom doesn't let you just poke around in her mind.
Sometimes I catch a glimpse of Dad's dreams. That's why I need to be alone with him. I need to find out what Mom isn't telling us. I need to find out how we got trapped in the first place.
So where are we going now?
Giving Mom some time to cool down and making this trip worth her time. Hey, look, it's the green room. Let's go meet the band.
I'm not sure that'll calm her down. Selyse!
They're dead. They're all dead.
Jael, you can come out now. There's no danger.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm not dangerous.
You keep to your word, you fanged abomination. Or I'll make sure you learn the hard way just how hot-headed I can
be. Ooh, I like the feisty ones.
I'm sorry. Force of habit. I don't like being seen unless it's on my terms.
I can understand that. I have a job for you. Jack has some info on Arbor. I need you two to work together to find out what he's up to. Why don't you ask your little friend Dixie to help you out?
Yes, ma'am. I'm on my way.
You have them jumping at your command, I see.
I am not their leader. I am their equal.
I wouldn't be so sure about that.
What are you babbling about?
I saw all the others looked at you and your sister. You two are natural leaders, which doesn't surprise me.
Say what you mean or silence yourself. I have no time for riddles.
Oh, you have all the time you need. Don't you remember? You belong to me now.
In exchange for information. But all you've done is speak in riddles.
I've been playing nice. I don't have to tell you anything.
You're messing with the wrong girl. If you think you can burn me.
Yeah, that's right. Burn, baby. Get real hot for me.
Do you want to die?
I tried it once. It wasn't so bad. Why don't you tell me?
Why are you holding me? Let me go!
Does it even hurt? Very magic. I haven't broken my promise, so you can't break yours. You're fine.
No. No. Not ready.
Shh. Don't fight it. I'm here to make things all better.
So cold.
Blood burns like whiskey.
You are killing me.
No, I'm making you new. I can feel your pulse against my fingers, Red. I know you don't want to die. Open your eyes. Look at me. Trust me. Abandon the sweet temptation of death and be mine.
I can't.
You can, and you have to. You promised. And this is how I'm keeping mine.
I see. Arbor.
There you go, baby. Let it go.
What have you done?
There's a good girl. Now, are you ready to know what I know?
There are a number of everyday precautions that we can all take that may help to slow down the spread of the coronavirus. The first is to make sure to clean your hands often. Now, washing your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds is the best, but if you don't have that, try to use a hand sanitizer that has at least 60% alcohol. And to the extent possible, avoid touching high-touch surfaces in public places. These are things like elevator buttons, door handles, handrails, or of course, handshaking with people. Wash your hands after touching surfaces in public places. Avoid touching your face, your nose, and your eyes. And clean and disinfect your home to remove germs, practicing routine cleaning of frequently touched surfaces like tables, doorknobs, light switch handles will make a difference. Avoid crowds, especially in poorly ventilated spaces. All these small things that we can do may help to slow down the spread of the coronavirus. For more information, go to cdc.gov and be well, everyone.